Can you give us a few examples of the channeling of the ETs, John, if you would?
Sure. In a number of years ago, I think it was the third International UFO Congress that Bob Brown did, I did a whole day of channeling extraterrestrials, and I'd give a keynote speech on that, and then I brought in all these different people who specialize in channeling extraterrestrials, and they included some of my favorites. One was Norma Milanovic, who wrote a book called We the Arcturians, which was dictated by, which was done by automatic writing on a computer from Arcturians, non-physically based Arcturians, and it's a wonderful, detailed a piece, with a lot of technological stuff about the quality of light and liquid light and how their spaceships work. It's fascinating. Then there's Elisa Royal, who did a number of books, including The Prism of Lyra and Visitors from Within. And then there was Daryl Anka, whose main extraterrestrial entity is Bashar. I really like Bashar, very technical, very clean and crisp, and I do believe Bashar is who he or she claims to be. Kind of a gray, a non-physically based gray. John Fox is another person who is the channel extraterrestrials. Barbara Marciniak, who does Pleiadians. Barbara Handclaw also does Pleiadians. Specializes.
And are they getting similar kinds of stories and reports?
Yeah, this is another way to look at all this literature, the channel literature in general, the mediumistic channeling literature about the afterlife. And also now about just the extraterrestrially based literature from channel sources is there's a lot of commonality. If you're a scholar and you inductively look at the patterns across the similarities, the commonality, the things that keep repeated, the characteristics, you can make generalizations that most channeled material purportedly from extraterrestrials says a lot of the same things, touches a lot of the same bases, a lot of the same themes. And that sort of deserves its own book, I would say, just looking at the content of this stuff. But yes, a lot of commonalities. They're here to help. They see us. They feel for us. They have compassion. They're like our older brothers and sisters. The good ones are. We don't usually hear in a channeled way from the service to self ones so much. Sometimes they share their technology to a certain extent, but I think they know also that they can't give us too much of that information. That it's kind of we're not ready for it yet, and they have the lucidity or the awareness to know that's the case. But a lot of commonality. Matter of fact, so much of the channel literature from extraterrestrials sounds so similar across it. The Galactic Federation, the Ashtar Command, and so on. Even the names sometimes sound similar. That you begin to suspect. Gee, is this all actually authentic channel material, or is this coming from the personal unconscious or the collective unconscious that the channels have access to? That is where they soaked up all this stuff culturally. You know, mm-hmm. I stay open to that. But then again, what's the percentages? What percentage is it authentic channeling, where there's really extraterrestrials doing the communicating, and what percentage is it self-generated by the channel, him or herself, usually exactly. Unbeknownst to their consciousness? And it's a mixture. I have to be able to tolerate ambiguity in my work. It's not all black or white, not all one thing or all the other. It's such a mix, and that drives a lot of people nuts. They want to see it all one thing or the other.